Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Teams about set to make their way onto the field. We're looking forward to the second half of action. Our season opener here on 105.7 The Hawk and Shore Sports Network. Your home for all things high school football here in Monmouth and Ocean County. Every Thursday, as you heard, we do a 90-minute show from the Water Street Grill in Toms River. You can always come down and check us out live and in person or listen to it on the radio at 105.7 The Hawk or ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Here come the Green Dragons of Brick. Kevin, we've been trying to keep everyone updated, our listenership, with all of the activity. Such a busy night of high school football around the Shore Conference. Any updated scores for us?
Southern leading Friel Township 28-0 in the third. That game is at a lightning delay, so that's something we should keep an eye on.
Is that at Freehold?
That is at Freehold. That is correct. Elsewhere, Point Beach up 34-0 on Cardinal McCarrick. Homedale leads Barnegat 14-0. That could be the stunner of the week, as Barnegat, a top 10 team by many people. Vianney over Mondon 26-0. That game is going into the fourth quarter. It is Jackson Memorial 7, Manalapan 17, Jackson Memorial 6. Elsewhere, Shore leads Remsen 10-0. That's got to be a bit of a surprise there. It's, let's see, 10-0 in that one. Trying to scan through some of the other ones here, Matt. Don't see anything else right now that we haven't given already.
Yeah, that in that Shore game, guys, the transfer quarterback, Mueller, from Homedale threw a touchdown pass for Shore Regional. So, as we've mentioned last night, Matt, in our show, quite a few players playing at different schools this year, and it's going to be two or three or four weeks to try and follow these individuals.
A couple of other ones. It is Neptune over Raritan 28-7 going into the third quarter. Lacey led the Pinelands 35-8 at the half. Ocean up on Manchester 16-14 in an entertaining game. That one getting ready to start the third quarter.
Should remind everyone a lot of things different this year here at the Shore. New divisions have been put together and reconstituted. Also, an additional state group has been put together, Group 5. So now there is 1 through 5 plus the parochials. These two schools, Brick and Brick Memorial, are in opposite state groups, though playing in the same division. Brick Memorial is a Group 5 school. Brick Township is a Group 4 school, both part of the Central Region.
We spent a little time on that on the show last night, and all of us, Ed and I, along with reporters Scott Stump and Steve Falk, gave it the thumbs down. Four thumbs down on the the addition of a fifth division, four more state champions. So now at the end of the year, you know, you could be one of the 24 teams in New Jersey that can call yourself a state champ.
Certainly.
Mediocrity reigns supreme.
Certainly was the opposite of going the other direction,
trying to
narrow things down, which there was some talk about. You know, the advent of technology certainly helps that. I checked the weather and the radar. It doesn't seem to be anything. You mentioned the lightning delay in Freehold. There's nothing on the radar close to us, so hopefully we won't have any issues. As Brick Memorial has made their way on the field, that three-minute clock has started. Brick has been on for the last couple of minutes.
And by the way, we'll be at Southern Regional the next two Friday nights, right? The Rams will take on Toms River South next week, and the week after that it's Southern and the Toms River North.
I believe you are right.
Yeah, so.
Kevin?
Okay, Ed.
I'm going to try to get a word here with Anthony Miller. Anthony, tough break. Tell us a little bit about the injury and what happened.
I was running the ball, and I put my foot in the ground to make a nice little move, and I got hit. My foot stayed in the turf. Well, my knee just popped.
Two-year starter for the Mustangs, and, of course, not only an outstanding football player, but an outstanding wrestler. What does it do to that wrestling career? I know. What is the time frame for you?
Time frame, honestly, kind of stinks. My last year, all I got to do now is just do a lot of rehab, get back, and hopefully I'm back before Team States.
When is the surgery?
September 19th.
Okay, good luck to you.
Thank you.
September 19th, they usually wait 2 or 3 weeks for the swelling to go down and for the leg to get a little stronger with some rehab. Then you have your ACL. Not only did he tear the ACL, Matt and Kevin, but he also tore both medial collateral ligaments also. So it was a pretty severe tour. tear. That was up at Immaculata in a quad scrimmage with Don Bosco and Piscataway and Immaculata and Brick Memorial. Pretty tough scrimmage.
Just a shame for, you know, we talked about that last night, Matt. One of the things we said, there's quite a few seniors around the shore, highly regarded football players who have, in some cases, suffered season-ending injuries. And, you know, you think about it, your heart goes out to these kids. You know, they work hard. They represent their school. And here they're getting ready for their senior year, which should be the best time, you know, and they suffer an injury. And in the case of someone like Anthony Miller, you know, at the best, he would get back at the end of the wrestling season. So, you know, that's just tough.
Well, and even harder because a player like Miller, who's had a couple of good years here
yeah.
at Brick Memorial, you don't know what his aspirations are. You know, I mean, when you don't play your senior year, nobody gets to see you. I'm not saying he's a Division I player, but certainly could find a home at a good, solid Division III school. Now not playing, you know, you got to rely on film from 2 years ago.
And coming back from an ACL and MCL, which, let's be honest, you know, not everyone recovers 100% from that. So, but hopefully the young man will bounce back.
Good player.
Yeah, a good player. We enjoyed watching him here at Brick Memorial. And listen, this Mustang team is going to miss him this fall. You know, there are other guys who will pick up the slack, and, you know, everyone says, you know, opportunity, you got to capitalize. But when you lose one of your core players, it's, you may replace him on the field. You probably don't replace him 100%, though.
We are set for action here in the second half. It'll be Brick Memorial kicking off. They will defend the end zone to our right, again in their home green uniforms. Brick Township in their all whites. Carl Kuhm getting set to boom this one away. Two players back deep for Brick. Number 33, Ray Fanaruso, who's got a couple of touchdowns tonight. And number 8, Tommy Leach. It'll be Leach to settle under it from the 10-yard line. Far hash mark at the 15. Gets out to the 20. Breaks the tackle. Stays on his feet. Comes to the 25. Now to the near sideline. Going backwards to push forwards at the 30 to the 35. And run out of bounds at the 37. Good individual effort by Tommy Leach, the 5'10", 160-pound sophomore, another member of that highly touted sophomore class for Brick Township.
Boy, very often when you try and reverse your field and go outside, you just don't get it. But he got the corner and a nice return, giving the Green Dragons pretty good field position. Let's see what they can do offensively. Their last couple of series, last three series in the second quarter were just horrendous.
11:46 remaining in the third quarter. First play from scrimmage here in quarter number 3, half number 2. Brick Memorial leads it 21-13. Four wide receivers, two to the near sideline right, two up top far sideline left, both in slot receiver combinations. Phillips will give it off. It'll be Fattaruso on the carry off tackle to the left side, stacked up with a 39-yard line gain of 1 to bring up a 2nd and 9.
You know, we know there were quite a few turnovers in that first half, but I really thought the game turned around when the Brick Memorial defense decided to start playing and dominated the line of scrimmage and just shut down the Brick offense completely.
I don't think they've had a first down since.
I think you're right.
Second touchdown. By the way,
right,
Cuccinello starts the second half on the bench.
Darcy and Funio, the two wide receivers. It'll be Phillips on a quarterback keep off the left side. He's dropped in the backfield. Good open field tackle by Cote Pino, the 6 foot 200-pound senior anchoring the right defensive end spot. Loss of about 4, set up a 3rd and 13. These are tough downs for any
yeah.
quarterback, especially sophomore quarterbacks in their first ever varsity performance. Watson in the slot to the right. He's a target, has right now a stand-up tight end. Here comes the pressure from Brick Memorial. They bring the blitz. Phillips steps up from the pocket, and he is dropped right at the line of scrimmage. Rich Kuhn, the talented defensive tackle on the stop. About a 2-yard gain on the play, 4th and 11.
Kuhn has had a very strong game.
Yes, he has. And the key to this Brick team, I think, as we work through the year, guys, is to keep Phillips healthy. He's taken some huge hits tonight. Don't think he could survive the season taking those type of hits. Looks like a very tough kid, but he will only get better, but they've got to keep him healthy.
Steve Feliciano to punt it away. He'll step into it about his own 25-yard line. Awaiting at his own 30-yard line is Mike Basile. Low snap, no pressure, low end-over-end kick, an ugly one. Will take a decent Brick Township roll and be downed at the 24-yard line where the Stang offense, which was cooking in that second quarter, will come on for their first possession of half number 2. 9:50 to go in the third quarter. 21-13 Brick Memorial. You're listening, of course, to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week here on 105.7 The Hawk and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Ryan Saplinski. Ed, I'd venture to say that in that first half, Saplinski threw the ball as many times in a half as maybe a couple games worth last year.
Yeah, well, they had intended to throw the football a little bit more. He's got two big receivers in the sophomore Hans and Coombs, so they will throw it.
Hume split left. We'll have a procedure penalty before the snap on Brick Memorial to back him up five, set up a first and 15.
It has been sloppy, and at times it has been ugly, that, but you did say another thing, too. It has been entertaining. We've had a little bit of everything, at least in that first half. Let's see what happens in half number two here as the Stags go on offense, first and 10.
Cume again, splitting left up top to the right. It is Hans on the pitch to the right side. Basile will get the carry. Good, strong, hard run by Basile. Close to a 10-yard pickup. It'll bring up second and a long five. Dan Watson on the tackle.
You know, Basile, guys, is a player who got hit on the knee about 2 weeks ago, and he missed the last two scrimmages for Memorial. That was against Ocean and against Washington Township. So he doesn't have a whole lot of offensive game experience, but if he could get him, if the Stags could get him some green grass to run on, I don't know if anybody could catch him.
Goes wing left. He will go in motion. Again, another pitch play to the outside. Saplinski wisely held on to it. He was just about to release it. Cuccinello was there in the backfield to make the tackle. That's a big loss, about a 7-yard loss on the play. It'll set up third down and 12 from back at the 23-yard line of Brick Memorial.
Now, Cuccinello was the middle linebacker last year. He started in the middle. They've moved him to the outside. He's had a very strong game defensively for the Green Dragons.
Applegate now anchors that linebacker spot. Movement up front. John Devaney, the left guard, set himself, then picked his hand up. That's five more against Brick Memorial. The sloppy play continuing, and it'll bring up a third down and a bit longer.
Well, the Mustang defense comes out big of the second half with three and out, and then the offense is giving it right back. Brick could hold here. They'll get good field position.
Saplinski under pressure and will get sacked. It's Watson, who had 14 a year ago. He's been involved on a bunch of plays tonight. Gets the sack here, and it will drop the Mustangs all the way back to their 11-yard line where they'll have to punt it away.
Who was the player last year for Brick?
Tom Winters.
I was just going to say, Tom Winters, right, last year for, had about five sacks, I think we said.
He had, and he did it throughout the year.
Yeah.
Too, and he became an all-shore player.
Watson's doing the same thing tonight.
Continuing his collegiate career at Monmouth University. Brick trying to get the punt block on. Saplinski able to get it away. Decent punt that will trickle out of bounds at midfield, where Brick will have it first down and 10 with 8:15 remaining here in the third quarter. Mustangs continuing to lead it 21-13.
You know, Ed made a great point earlier about Saplinski. He's been really punting the ball very low, line drives. Brick got a little better pressure on him that time. And I'll tell you what, if I were the Green Dragons, I might pull it all out and go after him.
Phillips will come on here with a first down and 10. Ball right at midfield. Watson, who made the sack, will set up in a tight slot position to the left. Trips off to the left. Single man Funio to the near sideline right. Phillips wanting to roll left. He's a right-handed quarterback. Lets it go. Finds a man down the field. Mastria will make the catch at the 35-yard line. It'll be a first down on a 15-yard pickup. That's the Brick offense we saw in the first quarter.
And I like the idea of rolling Phillips out. Gives him a little better vision. He's a small quarterback. Let him get out in open space. Found his receiver, put the ball right on the spot.
Yeah, good adjustment at halftime by the Dragons. That's a good move to roll him out. They went trips that time. Memorial did not have enough people out there.
Slot receiver combination to either side. Ball from the left hash mark. Here is the give to Fattoruso up the middle. He will spin his way forward inside the 30-yard line, take it down to about the 28. 7-yard pickup will bring up a second and 3.
Well, whenever you can throw the football, as Phillips did on that first down call prior to that run, it opens up the middle and 7 yards. I'll take that anytime on first down.
Second and a long three coming up. Unio splitting out wide right. Watson in the slot to the right. Misdirection play for Fattoruso, who will get back to the line of scrimmage. Tackled in the open field by Pinho. No gain. Coming up on 7 minutes remaining in quarter number three. Still 21-13. Breck Memorial.
Manalapan has added a touchdown, so in the fourth quarter they lead Jackson now 23-6.
Trips right, single man left. Phillips, long cadence, gets the snap, wants to roll right, immediate pressure. Able to beat it, get the corner, look for a receiver downfield, wanted Mastria again. It will fall incomplete and bring up a fourth down. This likely four down territory,
yeah,
inside the 30-yard line.
No advantage to doing anything else here.
Had some room to run that one. For
yes,
the
he
first
did.
Down. I think that'll also come with experience. Throwing on the run, he had him open, but threw the ball a little bit behind his intended receiver.
I would roll him again here.
Yeah, Memorial is allowing him to get outside.
Ball set from the left hash. Straight drop back out of the shotgun. Going to step up in the pocket, get back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing after that on fourth and three. The Memorial defense will hold and get the football back. Kuhn was involved in the tackle, as was John Schaefer, number 68.
That's where, again, showing your inexperience, he was not patient enough. The minute he thought he saw something, he took off and went right for the run and was easily brought down short of the first down marker.
Yeah, let's give Coach Brennan and his the D coordinator and his D staff some credit, because they have done a great job. That was a risky situation there with Brick taking over inside their own Memorial territory, right on the 50, actually. And Memorial came up big on that fourth down play. Nice adjustments after the first quarter.
That's Pete Brennan, the defensive coordinator for the Mustangs. Basile in motion. Trap play up the middle for Costa, who will lower the shoulder. He'll break out of the pile, but the play had already been blown dead after a small gain to the 31-yard line. Gain of just about two to bring up a second and eight. Yep. Ticking down towards the six-minute mark here in the third quarter.
Costa lobbying for the fact that the play should not have been blown dead. Of course, the defense also stopped, which is part of the reason why he got outside.
Well, yeah, I think he was saying that the whistle didn't blow, and to be honest, I didn't really hear the whistle.
Oh, I heard it up here.
Well, I heard it after the fact that he broke loose, but, yeah, good call. I don't know if you saw Costa sort of spiked the ball and close to getting a 15-yarder there.
Second and eight. Quick snap for Brick to the line. Costa will get it here up the middle. He is stacked up and dropped for a loss on the play of about a half yard back to the 30-yard line.
Green Dragon defense has tightened again here in this second half.
That stop made by Applegate, the middle linebacker. Bringing up a third down and a long eight here with 5:15 remaining in the third quarter.
Just going to say, Matt, as slow as that first quarter was, this quarter is halfway done already. This one's flying by.
Soplinski checks the wristband, confers with Costa, the running back behind him. Wants to throw. Will throw the fade pattern. Look for Hans, who had a step on the coverage of Funio, but it will fall incomplete and bring up a fourth down.
Well, I'll tell you what, this Hans looks like he's going to be
a player.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, he played a little last year as a freshman wideout, and also played basketball on the Mustang basketball team as a freshman. He's really grown up. And by the way, guys, if Soplinski gets hurt, guess who the quarterback is?
Hans.
Joe Hans.
Fourth down and eight coming up for Soplinski. Darcy awaiting the punt. Pressure coming.
Getting closer.
Another low kick. Takes a bounce. Darcy has problems with it. He will fall on it at the 33-yard line, where the Green Dragons will take over. 4:45 remaining in the third. 21-13. Brick Memorial will be at Southern, as Kevin said, at the halftime the next couple of weeks. Stick around for some 8 South matchups.
By the way, Isabella to Ferksker, 52-yard touchdown pass. It's now Manalapan 30, Jackson Memorial 6.
Boy, that's going to be a fun team to to watch as the year goes on. There's some major college players on that team.
First and 10 for the Green Dragons. Still a one-possession game. Broken play. Phillips will try to get something out of nothing. Dive forward to the 35-yard line where he is upended by Nick Costa. Two-yard pickup. Bring up a second and 8.
Couple of other scoring updates. Neptune leads Raritan now 41-7 late in the third quarter. Lacey has opened the lead, big lead on Pinelands 42-8. And it's Mondon, it's St. John Vianney 40, Donovan nothing.
Trips right. Phillips wants to roll that way. Will tuck it, get upfield, get dropped back behind the line of scrimmage. It'll go as a loss of one. Lombardo, the defensive end among those on the tackle. Kevin, I think you started to make the point earlier. What we're seeing from Phillips now, he's a bit quick with the feet, just deciding to tuck it and run.
That's just experience.
Yeah, good job by Lombardo, Matt, as you called, keeping Phillips inside that time and not as effective as he gets when he gets on the inside, when he has to go inside as opposed to getting on the corner.
Trips this time to the left. Funio, the single man near sideline to the right. Long cadence here for Phillips. Here comes pressure. Tries to get it away. That'll be intentional grounding. Nobody home. Pinho able to break free, as was Kuhn. That was a jailbreak blitz from Brick Memorial, and they got to Phillips.
That'll be, of course, it'll be a loss of down on the intentional grounding. So
it's going to be fourth down anyway.
Exactly, yeah. But they'll go back 5. They get the penalty and the down.
Well, that was a good time to send them all by Pete Brennan.
Well, when you're in a passing situation, you could, you know, pin your ears back and go, and that's what the Stags did that time.
Yeah, the key is first down. You got to get some positive yards on first down if you're Brick, you know, and they've had a lot of second and tens, it seems like.
Mustangs should get good field position out of this. Felici, good punter.
Yeah, I think Basile should move up.
He's back right around midfield.
Huh? He's going to bounce at midfield, and Basile will let it trickle off to his right, where it's down at about the Brick Memorial 48-yard line. 3:13 remaining here in the third quarter. The Mustangs 21-13, our first player down with what looks to be cramps.
First one of the night.
You know, it just so looks like, I'm sure you guys feel the same way, that Brick Memorial is dominating this game, you know, after, you know, the interception, and you look up at the scoreboard, it's still only a one-score game, you know, and a two-point conversion away from being tied up.
Absolutely. As long as you're within 8, you're right
here.
Within,
yeah, exactly. 3:13 left. I believe that's Watson, right? Is it?
That is correct.
Yeah.
By the way, Jackson Liberty has extended its lead over Wall to 21-6. Rough debut for Nick Gregorio.
Yeah, I think Wall will struggle this year a little bit, as we mentioned last night. It's an inexperienced team.
Probably the most inexperienced team they've put on the field as long as you can remember.
Yeah, Matt, we discussed last night how, you know, there's only 3 new coaches in the Shore, but they have all taken over, you know, tremendous past programs in Mattawan, Wall, and who's the third one?
What's the third one we're missing?
I forget.
I can't believe I can't.
I'm zoning out on it also as I look out at Watson here. Howell.
Howell, that's right.
So, you know, all outstanding programs, you know, and all have been hit a little bit by the injury bug. Howell losing their big 6'3 quarterback.
Quinlan.
Quinlan, who will not play tomorrow against Toms River North.
And both Howell and Mattawan turned to assistant coaches, Derek Reichenbacher at Howell and John Kay at Mattawan, where Wall brings in a guy with no connection to the Shore area at all, in Nick Gregorio.
Right.
Be an interesting year with, it's always an interesting year. There'll be some kind of story that pops up, but anytime, you know, I would agree with 3 higher level programs like that, be interesting to see who of the 3 kind of comes out and has the best year. And every once in a while you get a story like Point Beach from last year with a new coach and a program that had been down for so long, they have an unbelievable season. Watson, by the way, still being tended to on the field. With that, why don't we step out? We'll take a quick break. We'll make this a 30-second spot. Send it back to the studio. 3:13 remaining in the third quarter. Brick Memorial 21, Brick 13. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall. Game of the week on 105.7, The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Cleese Bar and Grill on the Boulevard and Seaside Heights. The summer visitors have come and gone. Now it's our time to head over and enjoy great food in a casual, relaxed atmosphere. Don't forget, right next to Cleese, the Next Door Cafe, open at 7 a.m. for breakfast 7 days a week. And tonight and after every one of our games, our player of the game will receive a $25 gift certificate from Cleese. Breakfast for two at the Next Door Cafe, along with a nice award from Ocean Trophies in Lenoka Harbor. I'll tell you, Watson's been down a long time for a cramp. Still working on him.
At any indication, and again, we hate to play doctor, and we're not trying to do that right now, but any indication that it's more than that?
No, it is a cramp. That's what the doctor told me, at least. Just ask the referee. He said, yes, it is a cramp.
Ed, you wouldn't want to run out there and tell Watson the game's running along that he should really just sort of, you know,
Should I tell him that there's lightning in the area?
Get to the sideline or something, you know. I think they're going to try and get him up right now. No, they're not. Boy, they are really working on that leg. Now
he's up.
Well,
he's not real steady either. He might be done for the night.
Yeah, he'll be back out there. You watch. If you've ever laid in bed at night and all of a sudden get one of them, that's as close to the type of situation that we will get our cramps in.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I did one the other night.
There you go.
That is just dreadful.
Try to straighten those toes out, just doesn't help much.
Couple of old men. Gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Another story that our friend Teddy M will enjoy listening to, right?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
3:13 remaining here in the third quarter. 21-13, Watson has not quite made the sideline as he is getting helped on both the right and the left side to get off the field. It's Brick Memorial football. Mustangs, as Ed has told you, since the end of the first quarter, they have dominated, but still only up by a possession on the scoreboard right now.
It is the final. Jackson Liberty beats Wall 21-6.
Saplinski wanted to throw. Looking over the seam, he had a man. And maybe some alligator arms for Karan Walker. Could have heard footsteps coming. Darcy was closing quickly.
I think Darcy's cramping up a little bit, too. He's fighting it. If Darcy would have picked up on that a step earlier, he might have had himself a pick six. He read it.
Second and 10 for Saplinski. Wings to either side. Walker to the left, Basile to the right. Basile will motion. Option to the left side. Late pitch to Basile. He's got the corner to the 45. Gets to the 40. Cuts upfield. Breaks back against the grain inside the 30. And then a pile of white will jump on him and knock him down at the 25-yard line.
Late flag. I don't know if it was face mask or talking.
27-yard pickup.
Face mask.
It'll be a face mask that should get tacked on after the run with 2:46 remaining in the third quarter. This might be an opportunity for Brick Memorial to distance the score out a little bit.
Final score, Manalapan 30, Jackson 12. So the Braves, a very highly touted team, open up with an impressive win over a nemesis for them in recent years.
Remember last year, guys, Justin Hockaday for the Mustangs, who is not playing football, but he did go to Syracuse University on a track scholarship. So he is running for in the Big East at Syracuse University. But Basile has the same type of talent that Hockaday displayed last year for the Mustangs.
Saplinski pumps, throws over the middle. Contact down the field, but no flag. The intended receiver again was Walker. Applegate on the coverage. Saplinski, I think, right now dealing with some cramping issues in the calves as well.
Yeah, that would hurt. That would hurt the Mustangs because Hahn, as the backup quarterback, has not taken a whole lot of snaps with the varsity crew.
Speaking of Syracuse, they're at MetLife Stadium tomorrow against USC.
I think. That's interesting. You know, I mean, it figures to be a one-sided game, but listen, you know, fans here in New Jersey get a chance to see, you know, the first or second-ranked team in the nation with a heavy favorite for the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, a lot of talk about whether that's going to be a sellout.
I can't imagine it will be.
You know, Notre Dame sells the Giant Stadium or MetLife Stadium out, but they didn't think that USC, even though they are highly ranked, will sell it out.
Timeout has been taken out of the field. 2:15 remaining in the third quarter, 21-13. We step out for a quick 30-second break. We're back right after this with more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Center's affiliates of Barnabas Health. Every day extraordinary.
After the timeout, Suplinski got some work to get stretched out, trying to avoid the cramp. Two minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the third. Second down and 10. Basile will go in motion. Quick hitter up the middle with a flag down for Costa. 2-yard pickup off the left side.
I think Suplinski, they had two guys in motion at the same time.
Yep, illegal shift is the call.
Boy, that's about, what, six or seven of those,
yep. By the way, what a Detweiler Stadium. Tom's River South has come back to tie Central 26-26.
Both of these teams playing Middletown schools next week. Brick Memorial will be on the road at Middletown North. And Brick Township with a hopeful home game against Middletown South. They can get a field issue worked out.
Is Sid Sr. still doing cartwheels after victories? Or
I would not think so.
I hope not. Got to protect that back.
Second and 15. Basile in motion. Setch up. Trips to the right. Over the seam. This one is picked off. Applegate will grab it for the interception. Second one of the night for Brick with a minute 34 remaining in the third quarter. The Mustangs cannot really put Brick away quite yet.
Yeah, Applegate, the middle linebacker, just dropped in coverage and just sort of played a zone, and really not a well-thrown ball by Suplinski at all, and he stepped in front, and that sort of ends that scoring drive. And again, as Ed has said a couple times tonight, Brick still within one score. A touchdown and a two-point conversion to tie it up very much in this game.
Back on now is the sophomore Phillips. Opens it up with two receivers to either side. Inside carry will go for Fattoruso to the 20-yard line. Gain of about three. Brings up a second and seven.
Well, first time they really have gotten some positive yards, even though it's only a long two. They are on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
Simon,
first time on first down, I should say.
Simon Bengelis, number 39, has checked into the game for his first offensive action tonight for Brick. As a receiver off to the left side, was an intended target, and then Phillips gets lit up by Cody Pino on the sack. Big loss on the play. Back inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. 7-yard loss. It'll bring up third and a whole bunch.
Boy, he'll feel that one when he wakes up tomorrow. I mean, Pinho just leveled him.
Tough kid from what we've seen so far. Pops up and comes right back to the line on a third down and just about 15, 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. Phillips checks the armband. Splits the formation with two receivers to either side. Wanting to throw. Steps up. Let's this one fly. There was some contact, and there comes the flag.
I don't know if I agree with that one.
Well, it was deflected. That's what they're going to call. It was deflected. So they're going to wave this off.
Intended receiver was Funio.
There it is.
It was waved off. Once the ball is deflected at the line or at any point in between quarterback receiver, then basically all bets are off.
So it is fourth down. I don't know if Brick realizes it's fourth down.
They'll have to bring the punt team on and let this one go. The clock is stopped with 17 seconds.
It should start up, no? No, incomplete pass. That's right.
Punt team will come on for Brick, though.
Now, Basile should really try to catch this punt. I think he should move up a little bit. If he hits a line drive to the left or right, let it go. But
Brick is very confused right
now.
Very
confused.
They've only got seven.
They're going to have to call a timeout.
They've got seven guys on the field.
I think half the guys in the punt unit didn't realize they were punting.
Exactly.
Now they're up to nine. I count
there
10,
comes 10
and 11.
11. By the way, Watson's still on the bench. Looks in pretty bad shape over there, so don't know if we're going to see him the rest of the night.
High snap for Lisi. Has it blocked! Down at the 2-yard line. It's covered up by Brick at the one, but Brick Memorial will get it. Coming through to make the block, Gregory Forca, number 43, the senior special teamer. He got that one clean as a whistle.
Well, I'm only going to criticize Brick in one way. I would have called the timeout. That whole thing was a disaster. Couldn't get guys on the field. Who belongs out there? Who belongs in? You just can't afford that. And Memorial came storming through with the block and now a couple of yards away from really opening up some ground.
Just outside the two, Saplinski on the quick hitter right off left guard walks into the end zone. And with 6 seconds remaining in the third quarter, the Mustangs finally capitalize on something. And Saplinski, with a second rushing touchdown, he's also thrown for one, makes it 27-13 with the extra point upcoming.
First time Saplinski under center, Matt, I believe, all night, correct?
That is correct,
yep.
Then.
Quarterback sneak. A Brick again on defense, not set. Saplinski, as you called, Matt, just walks into the end zone. I think Memorial's one man short now.
I'm going to say that they don't have the kicking tee, Ed. I think they've got all their guys, but they don't have the tee.
Yeah, they probably don't.
That's the second time tonight, by the way, that's happened.
Right.
So whoever got that job will be getting yelled at.
There it comes.
So you're going to take the penalty here. It'll be a 5-yard penalty. No big deal.
Referee counting it off right now. Brick Memorial not in any rush for this. And there's the flag. It'll come out. It'll back it up and make it a 5-yard longer extra point.
Well, Memorial, no tee in the game. The second time tonight. And
bobbled snap. Hans will roll out. Yell hot. Find a man. And it'll wind up being a 2-point conversion. Opening the end zone was Costa. It adds to our long list of strange things that have happened tonight. And on the scoreboard, it'll go 29-13, an unintended 2-point conversion. As Hans finds Costa, 29-13 Brick Memorial. We step out for 30 seconds. 6 seconds remaining in the third. We're back with more of our open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair. Take care of your car. Visit Mark's Transmission at 911 Charles Drive in Tom's River. Same old guy, just a new name.
Always good to see the director of athletics of Brick, Bill Bruno, came up, said hello. As he just said, the light situation, his quote was, that could be a serious fix. That doesn't sound very good.
No, it does not.
Good news, though, is that the team is away next week. The next 2 weeks, Middletown North, and then at Jackson, I believe. So 29-13, 6 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Hume on to kick off. Fattoruso and Leach both back deep. Split the field at the hash mark to the 10-yard line. Short kick here. It'll bounce at the 20. Picked up at the 18. And somebody was offside from Brick Memorial on the kickoff. That will come back and back up the Mustangs 5 yards. They'll kick from the 35 instead.
Been doing a pretty good job with his kickoffs. Going down inside the 10 just about every one. Brick not getting real good field position on any of the kickoffs. That time he popped it up a little bit, but again, Brick let it bounce. Brick needs some good field position here. Try to get the ball to the 35 or 40 yards.
There was a point when you said, boy, this third quarter is flying along.
Nice that job. Was about a day and a half ago.
Nah, it's almost. I only got 4 seconds left.
Hume will kick it off again, 5 yards further back, and the two players for Brick have moved up about 10 yards. They stand now at the 20-yard line. Good-looking kick here by Hume, but guess what? It's going to go out of bounds and draw another flash.
So it should go to the 40, I believe, not the 35 because of the penalty. I believe the rule is 25 yards from where he kicked it from. There
that
it is 40-yard line. So they do get good field position here. Let's see if Brick, with 4 seconds to go, it'll start on the snap.
Phillips comes back on. Should be the final play of the third quarter.
Cuccinello back in there at running back.
Slot receiver sets to either side. Ball in the middle of the field. Brick led at this game 13-0. Phillips wanting to throw. Funio can't hold on to it. That'll take us to the end of the third quarter. Brick Memorial 29, Brick 13. We step out for 60 seconds. We're back for the start of quarter number four right after this quick break. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.